Hi, this is Richard Edelman, and you're listening to The Trust Makers.
I'm Smitha Reddy, U.S. Chair of Brand at Edelman. When the news about the discontinuation of the Choco Taco started circulating in mid-July, it quickly went viral. Fans of the beloved ice cream treat created a media frenzy, and soon everyone from Stephen Colbert to Chrissy Teigen was talking about the Choco Taco.
It's an end of an era. After 40 years on the market, Klondike is discontinuing its Choco Tacos.
Klondike just announced that they are discontinuing the Choco Taco.
Choco Taco has been discontinued.
Just when we thought we couldn't take another punch to the national gut, we've learned that Klondike's Choco Taco has been discontinued after almost 40 years.
Overnight, Instacart searches from Choco Tacos went up 30,000%, and Choco Taco became the highest trending topic on Twitter. I'm joined today by Klondike's Tracy Shepard Rashkin, who is on the front lines of the brand's response, to take us behind the scenes of the Choco Taco story.
Thank you, Smitha. Great to be here.
Hi, Tracy. So first, we'd love to use this opportunity to tell the full, unfiltered Choco Taco saga. So let's start at the beginning. Set the stage for our listeners. It's the week of July 18th, and our teams are working together on preparing for the discontinuation announcement. What kind of scenario planning are you doing on your side at Klondike? What are your expectations around the discontinuation?
Yeah, so, you know, brands like Klondike have to discontinue products all the time, whether it's, a lower performer or it's not very profitable. Flavors come, flavors go, usually without much muss and fuss. We knew Choco Taco would be a little bit different. It was a beloved item. People have tattoos of it on their bodies. So we knew we had to send it off with a little bit more fanfare than usual. So we did have some things in the hopper. We had held on to, about 50 tacos to give out to, rabid fans through kind of a social media giveaway. But we certainly had no idea the caliber of the public outcry that was about to come our way. And we were definitely overwhelmed by the outpouring of passion that we received once the news came out.
So for you, tell us about that moment that you figured out that this was a big deal. Like, when did it hit you guys?
Yeah, so there was chatter kind of circulating online for a couple days, mostly driven by actually ice cream truck drivers who were unable to reorder the item as we started to run out of stock. And on Monday, July 25th, we started to receive media inquiries from top news outlets to confirm the news of the discontinuation. And shortly after that, the news broke online, and that's when we started to see this kind of massive cultural shift begin. And the true gravity of the situation really hit us on Tuesday morning when I woke up to Choco Taco being the number one trending topic on Twitter. And it's not every day your product trends on Twitter with Chrissy Teigen tweeting about it, Alexis O'Hanahan offering to buy it from us and revive it. Then overnight, the late night shows picked it up. Hosts like Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Trevor Noah had amplified the Choco Taco news. And, that then led to several of their skits featured in the New York Times, best of late night roundups. Then the morning shows jumped on board with, Today with Jenna and Hoda, Good Morning America and The View all hosted on-air taste tests with some of the last Choco Tacos that they were able to get their hands on. And from there, it just was kind of a snowball picking up steam as it went down the hill. We saw fans flocking to stores to get their hands on one of the last Choco Tacos too. Instacart searches for the item were up 30,000%. I even saw some Choco Tacos listed on eBay for thousands of dollars as people scrambled to get their hands on some of the last ones.
Yeah, it was definitely a media flurry and frenzy. There was during this time period, though, that there were also some allegations made against the brand, too, that this was particularly on social media, that the discontinuation was a PR stunt to generate excitement around a future return of Choco Taco. So what did you make of this and how did you respond to that allegation?
Sure. I can say we certainly did not plan this as a PR stunt. I almost wish that we had. Choco Taco really is discontinued, folks, unfortunately, as a result of the kind of extreme spike in demand that we've had across our ice cream portfolio ever since COVID, really. We've had to discontinue a lot of items, even a beloved one like Choco Taco, just to keep up with demand. And, you know, I didn't anticipate that we'd receive this much attention around the discontinuation, but I can see where people might have gotten the idea that it's a PR stunt, right? Companies do this all the time. They'll discontinue something and then it'll make a triumphant return a couple years later. And that really can resonate with consumers, and nostalgia is a big trend we continue to see. You know, even within Unilever, we just brought back Viennetta, you know, the beloved frozen cake from the 90s that people remember. And that was a big splash when we did that last year. So I definitely get it. It was important to us that we clear the air. It's, you know, the trust of the brand of Klondike with its fans is really important to us. So we crafted a direct and concise response, kind of facing these PR stunt allegations head on, letting everyone know that this was, you know, definitely not a stunt, and shared that with media. On social, we had some fun with it and really played into Klondike's tone. And released a tweet with one of my favorite pieces of creative ever of a Choco Taco at a press conference, you know, addressing the rumors, confirming it was not a stunt, and encouraging fans to stay tuned for more while the team over here kind of cooked up the next steps. And from then on out, kind of our approach was to bring fans what they wanted most, you know, one last chance for a taste of their beloved Choco Tacos.
I really like that you brought up the trust and how it was important to continue the trust that you built with your audiences and ensure that you actually put out the real truth about the Choco Taco. And in fact, according to our trust survey and data that we have at Edelman, you know, 68% of consumers believe they can get a brand to change anything about itself. So I think what was really interesting was soon after the discontinuation was made public, you also wanted to do something for the fans, right? And the outcry really showcased that. So tell us a little bit about the next phase of what you all did with the remaining tacos.
Yeah, absolutely. So we quickly realized that 50 last Choco Tacos weren't going to cut it. So the team really cranked into high gear and everyone scavenged the office for the final Choco Tacos that we could get our hands on from our freezer bunkers in HQ. And, you know, I quickly got on the horn with my colleagues at the factories saying, have any cases not shipped out yet that we can hang on to for our fans? And that's how we were able to scrounge up 912 final Choco Tacos to have some fun with. So because we care so deeply about our fans, we knew it was super important to engage back with them during this pivotal viral time. You know, so overwhelmed by the outpouring of love we received, we wanted to have kind of one last spontaneous moment of fun for the Choco Taco, right? That's everything Klondike is about. That's everything the What Would You Do campaign is about, is these creating these moments of spontaneous fun through playful instigation of challengers for a sweet reward. So that's kind of where the team started from. And since we've been saying, what would you do for a Klondike for decades now, we thought it'd be really fun to turn that around and ask our fans, so what should we do with the final 912 Choco Tacos? And our fans never fail to deliver when we ask them a fun what would you do question like that. And the responses were really, really great. And so we latched on to three of them that we thought we could really bring to life in a humorous and over-the-top Klondike way. So that's where you saw us pop up at a Savannah Bananas baseball game, hid some Choco Tacos in an ice cream parlor in the middle of the desert in Death Valley. And then in probably my favorite one, someone tweeted that we should, the marketing geniuses at Klondike should shove the last Choco Tacos where the sun don't shine, kind of ribbing us for our poor decision to discontinue the item. So we decided to have some fun with it and flip that into a humorous way by actually taking the Choco Tacos to Bellingham, Washington, the city in America that gets the least amount of sunlight every year, hence where the sun don't shine, and give them out on stage at a local community park there.
I love everything about this and the scavenger hunt and the other executions of it, because it really showcases that you guys know not to take yourself too seriously, listening to your fans in the moment. The tracking down of those 912 Choco Tacos, like, What is a freezer bunker? That's about me another podcast that we have to do one day, but it's just kind of the specificity and how you got to exactly 912 Choco Tacos is nothing short of a miracle. So can you talk a little bit about the digital scavenger hunt as well and how you landed on that idea?
Yeah, we had a ton of fun giving them out in the 912 area code in Bellingham, Washington, in Death Valley. But obviously, not everyone has access to those places, right? So we really wanted to engage with fans across the country, an opportunity to snag one of the last Choco Tacos. So as the original challenger brand, asking fans for decades, what would you do for a Klondike? Again, we wanted to flip that around. We asked, what should we do? One of the suggestions that we got was that we hide the last Choco Tacos on the internet. And so that really inspired the team to develop a Choco Taco digital scavenger hunt. And we created a series of Instagram-based challenges. Basically, we created all these dummy Instagram handles. So you would go to the Klondike Bar Instagram handle. There would be an emoji clue that would then lead you to the next handle, which would then have a clue lead you to the next one, and so on. And when you get to the seventh handle, that had one final clue that if you solved it and DM'd us the answer, you would get one of the last 100 Choco Tacos. And again, our fans did not disappoint. We had a ton of engagement with this, frankly, very hard scavenger hunt. I was pretty puzzled by some of the clues that we gave, but our fans came through, and all the Choco Tacos were claimed in under an hour.
That's amazing. Under an hour. I think what you've shown us too, Tracy, is that the power of fans and fandom to get your story out there. What have you learned through this process about your fans? Did they meet and rise up to the challenge? Were there things about the fan and the fan community that surprised, other than the reaction of Choco Taco being discontinued? But is there something that you would change in terms of your marketing agenda moving forward on Klondike that really made during this process of the Choco Taco discontinuation?
You know, I wouldn't say it surprised me. It more confirmed what I've long known about the Klondike fandom. You know, we have one of the highest social media engagement rates, certainly within Unilever, but I think across CPG. And that really stems from the playful interactions that we have with our fans online. We have a series on Instagram called What Would You Do Wednesday, where we post, you know, one of our favorite tweets or messages from the week of someone saying, I would do XYZ insane thing for a Klondike. And then, you know, we ask people to chime in with what they would do. And we just get gold from our community, you know, week after week after week. We had a fun hotline campaign earlier this year where we actually set up a voicemail and had people call in and leave voicemail messages of people do impressions, people sing, people dance, you know, people do all kinds of crazy stuff for Klondike. And it's really what's made this brand special for decades now. And so that's really what we saw come through with the Choco Taco, is that same spirit, that same willingness for fans to not take themselves too seriously and do something a little crazy, a little embarrassing in the name of having fun. And then you get some delicious ice cream at the end of the day too. So I think it really just inspires us to, you know, keep on keeping on with What Would You Do, because that campaign just, you know, it has had legs for, you know, 40 years, and I think it will have legs for 40 more.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of has the What Would You Do in their head by this point in America. I think, you know, a lot of time and energy has gone into the discontinuation of Choco Taco. And typically one would think that marketing resources are spent on launching a product, not discontinuing it. So why expend this level of energy on something that's no longer available to be purchased?
It's a great question. I think two things really come to mind. The first is that the outpouring of grief, shock, disappointment over the news, I think showed a level of brand love that we really wanted to honor and acknowledge and send off, you know, this beloved item in style. And so we had to do something to acknowledge that love and return it right back to our fans, right? And then the other piece of it is really trying to take this energy and redirect it towards everything else that Klondike still has to offer, and that our fans still love. You know, the Klondike bars are iconic. We have some incredible ice cream sandwiches. We launched last year with cones, which have been a huge success and have that waffly goodness that people might miss now that Choco Taco is gone. So it was really important to us that while we were at the center of the cultural conversation, take that love for Choco Taco, which is also love for Klondike. It was one of our products, and kind of redirect it, remind people of everything they love about Klondike, even with Choco Taco gone, and especially by inserting that spirit and that fun of what would you do along the way.
A lot of people in your situation, you know, looking after a big brand like Klondike, when they saw the negative reaction, they obviously might have gotten worried, viewed it as a crisis or an issue. But what Klondike really did was turn it into an opportunity to regain and to rebuild on brand love. Do you have any advice for marketers who might be in that situation, who are looking after their brands? Do you have any thoughts about the response there?
Yeah, well, I'll admit, we also looked at it from kind of a crisis lens at first, right? When we first were kind of overwhelmed by the enormity of the reaction, we did kind of put our crisis management hats on. And that's the way we were thinking about it in kind of that first wave. But I think the really pivotal moment was when we turned that corner and we actually said, you know what, this is not a crisis. No one was hurt. No one was offended. They loved an item and it's gone. And kind of realizing like, hey, we actually have a huge opportunity here. It's not every day that your brand is at the center of the culture, the way Klondike really was. And really thinking, instead of crisis thinking, opportunity mindset, right? And how do you capitalize on that moment and remind everyone of what a great brand Klondike really is? So I would say, you know, advice for other marketers is, you know, unless you've really screwed up big time, done something really bad. So if you're being talked about, you know, it's an opportunity to, even if it's on the surface negative, you know, people don't like your commercial or something. Is there a way to spin that? And is there a way to, people are talking about you because they love your brand. So is there a way to remind them of that and have some fun with it?
Wow. It's really phenomenal. And I could tell that the marketing team at Klondike really did pore over every tweet, every post, every comment, every DM that you got regarding the discontinuation. And I really appreciated what you said about honoring that brand love. In a day when, you know, there are articles written about how people don't think about your brand as much as you do, this actually proves that, yes, people are thinking about your brand. And so how do you match the moment? So thank you. Thank you, Tracy and the team, for sharing this fun behind the scenes story of what happened.
We've definitely got more tricks up our sleeve. You'll be hearing more from us soon.
Thank you for tuning into The Trustmakers, an Edelman podcast in partnership with Advertising Week, where we speak with leaders and other trust builders across institutions. See you next time.